Here with Mark Scott, the head of the ABC. Mark, in relation to the ABC, you guys have been expanding quite rapidly in terms of all the different programs that you've got. So Open, ABC Open and My Tribe. In terms of resourcing that, how is the ABC able to do so even though it's run on basically a finite budget?
Yeah, well, we've had to prioritise our online spend. We haven't had funding from government for it, but we've made savings within and our production model and other things like that that have allowed us to identify savings that we can invest, and we're putting some of our current budgets into it. So Q&A does its great work with Twitter and engaging the audiences in different ways around, you know, they do that through their budget. Now, ABC Open was funded by the government, got a significant investment in funding, which allows us to put 50 staff out in regional and rural Australia and to use those staff to help audience members tell the Australian story in their way. So there have been some projects funded by government and other things we've just had to identify as an organisational priority.
In the forum, Greg Highwood claimed that media outlet... users of media can't be frustrated with the media because they basically generate the outcome themselves. I just wanted to grab your thoughts on that statement.
Oh, no, look, I think my feeling would be we should absolutely engage in a debate about the role of the media and how we're operating. I think it's sometimes a little simplistic to blame the media for everything, though, and if politics isn't working, that's the media's fault. Yes, the media world is changing. We're moving to a 24/7 media cycle. There are more choices for audiences. I think it's a challenge for the media to cover politics in that environment. It's a challenge for politicians to communicate their messages in that environment. So I don't think it's simply a case of the audience gets what it deserves. The audience deserves good media, and we need to look at ways of doing of delivering that. But I also think, you know, we are part of a political media environment and ecosystem, if you like, but we're only part of it.
Is quality journalism a casualty of the 24-hour news cycle?
Not at all. You look at the work that we've done this year on Four Corners, on 7:30, on Late Line, the stories we have broken, some of the great agenda-setting journalism. That's the same as it's ever been. Four Corners has been going for 50 years. We're doing more media now, different media. There's more choices for audience, but I believe the quality that we have offered in the past absolutely is there and hasn't been sacrificed at all.
Thank you very much, Mark Scott.
Okay, thank you. All right.